Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, mediocre job.
It was good.
You guys are starstruck and stuff. I mean, I don't really do all that starstruck shit like that, man.
Yes, you do. You do that starstruck stuff because you were, you know, I can mention some stuff that you were starstruck about anyway, but I ain't going to mention it on the podcast. So, you know.
I mentioned it.
Huh? Okay. Okay, what about the time you...
What's up? Once again, you are on another episode of Step Your Game Up. I'm Blaze 206 with DC. I am Worst Case, the engineer. So, I guess we're going to go into what we've been playing. So, DCR, what you've been playing?
God of War Ascension multiplayer. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. A little bit of Defiance beta, but we're probably going to talk about that later. Metal Gear Revengeance. Also been playing some Guild Wars 2 and Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3. Worst Case, what you been playing?
God of War, what is it? God of War Ascension, Tekken Tag 2, and 2K. But I'm done with 2K now, so you ain't going to hear that no more.
All right. I've been playing God of War Ascension multiplayer and single player. I've been playing Capcom, the Capcom Arcade, which is good. If you're old school, man, it's good, you know. And what else have I been playing? I've been playing the Borderlands 2, which messing around because that new
level
DLC
increase.
Came out. Yeah, the level increase. What else? There's been some other stuff. Probably, I just can't remember right. Oh, I think, yeah, the Marvel Pinball, because I was messing around with that, because I bought some more stuff on Marvel Pinball. I'm trying to think. There's probably other things. I just, you know, if I can't get to it, I can't get to it. Okay. that's what it is. All right, let's get to some news. Ooh, man. Lots of news. Let's get to this. EA CEO John Riccitiello left. He put up his resignation and and he's gone from EA. But the thing is that your boy is taking over EA. Your boy. Who's that? What's his name? Worst Case? Your boy.
I don't know, what's his name?
Mr. I ran Sega to the ground. Mr. I'm the reason why Microsoft lost $1 billion. What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, my God.
What, you don't know his name?
I forgot it now.
Peter Moore.
There you go. Peter Moore. Mr. I lost $1 billion. Mr. I ran Sega to the ground. Mr. I can't do anything right. And they think that he can run EA? Well, I guess whatever. Yeah, he'll be in the same situation as in now, but whatever. But, you know, let Peter Moore run it. Because wasn't he running EA Sports? And look what happened there. Look what happened there with EA Sports. They got the best basketball game in the... Oh, my fault. They don't. No, they don't have the best basketball in EA Sports. Well, they do got Madden, which is... Well, you know, there's no competition for Madden, so... Well, you know, baseball is... No, they don't even have baseball, do they?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess Peter Moore is fucked. But, you know...
Maybe you come up with a lacrosse game, you know, though no one's trying to make lacrosse games, you know, or something like that.
So how you gonna run the whole EA when you couldn't even run sports? You couldn't even run a sports division. Man, get out of here. They had him running sports a while, then he was number two man at EA. It's stupid. Real stupid. But people are gonna do what they're gonna do. You guys got anything to say about it?
Well, you know, John was responsible for like Mirror's Edge and games like that. So I can thank him for that, but I don't know how Peter Moore will treat games like that. you know, because they're working on a Mirror's Edge 2, but who knows if they still will under new leadership.
Well,
we'll see, but.
Well, they might bring up, but then again, Peter Moore, you know, who knows? They might, under Peter Moore, they might try to buy Sega or something and try to ruin it all along. Who knows? He ruined a lot. Yeah. I mean, look how he ruined the Dreamcast. I mean, come on. Peter Moore. Yeah, whatever. Was he there when they were screaming blast processing for the Genesis? I wonder if he was there. I don't know. But yeah, Peter Moore is running EA. So, take it as you want to. You know, take it like you want to. Whatever. You know, my opinion... I don't think EA is going to be with Peter Moore at the helm. No. No. You know, but that's what our cats are doing. Let's see. Oh,
they were also voted the worst company in America.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The worst company in America.
I don't know, but damn.
The worst company in America. How can you be named the worst company? A video game company is the worst company? That's a shame. That is a total shame. Video game company, the worst company. Well, I guess we'll find out. What else? Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, will not have the voice David Hayter. H-A-Y-T-E-R, hater. It says it sounds like hater. David's a hater. But, but you know, they won't have his voice, which they still don't. Nobody knows who's going to do the voice for Snake, or is it going to really be Snake, or is, you know, because Kojima likes to pull twists, you know? He likes to pull a little funny stuff. So we don't know what's going on about it there. We don't know what is going on. That's a shame. This is a straight shame. What do you guys think? Well, worst case doesn't even like Metal Gear Solid. He thinks it's a stupid game. So.
Wow. Wow.
He thinks it's a foolish game.
You know, I'm not going to feed into that.
He doesn't even like Metal Gear Solid. He's like, Metal Gear? Oh, man. I don't even know why you got your stuff signed by
I gave all that stuff away.
I know. That proves it.
You know, I don't hate Metal Gear. I'm just not a fan of the franchise. Like, but there's a difference between not being a fan and not and like hating.
Right,
like, there's a difference.
Kojima. And who's that?
Okay, so I'm not asleep in a conference and you know whatever. It don't bother me.
He just proved it.
You know. I don't. Man, it doesn't prove anything.
I still have my autograph. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Said who? Kojima. Man, I can't stand it.
I waited like online for like 2 hours for this.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go. Worst case.
I gave it away. I ain't worried about it.
What is wrong with you, worst case? Why?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Why would you treat one of the greatest developers in the modern society today like that? That's a shame.
Treat him like what? What are you talking about?
Hideo.
Talking about a conference?
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
His boring-ass conference?
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
You're right. Yeah, Hideo Kojima. But look, I'm going to tell you the truth. The conference is boring.
Mm.
And then, you know, the conference is boring.
And yeah.
So they start throwing the Metal Gear, the new Metal Gear.
Hell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I was out cold.
I bet you.
And Blake's like, wake up, where's Kato? Like, I'm out, man. Like, this shit was boring.
Hey, well,
like,
it was good.
You guys are starstruck and stuff. I mean, I don't really do all that starstruck shit like that.
Yes, you do. You do that starstruck stuff because you know, I can mention some stuff that you were starstruck about anyway, but I ain't going to mention it on the podcast. So, you know.
I mentioned it.
Huh? Okay, what about the time you thought Sarah J had a party down there in Miami? You was like, where? About to run out.
No, I'm not going to mention who she is, but I was... I'm talking about the other fan, you know, because, you know, we don't only have black fans here and stuff, but Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. I wasn't starstruck. Like, I know I wasn't, man. I let you, I was slick. I let you slide that one, but that wasn't no starstruck.
That's starstruck.
She was having a press conference. You best believe I'd be asleep too if she was boring. So.
I wouldn't. He, right there. He thought she was having a party. Running. He's about to.
Something else was struck.
He's funny. That was cute, but nah.
He was going to. People were going right out of his house, booty naked, and down the street of Miami, rolling on some on them hot leather seats in the car.
The whole, I didn't get
no. I make bass music, this doom.
You know, look, man, the whole scenario went like this. Blaze says something about Sarah J. I heard Sarah J's having a party or something like that in Miami. I said, oh, for real, where? That's what I said.
Oh,
but apparently,
it didn't go like that. No.
But apparently, the way I said it was like, oh, for real, where? I'm going to be there.
Everybody,
like, come on.
Everybody in the room knows exactly. If Submission was on this podcast, he'll say the same thing. He'll be like, oh, yeah, you were. He was about to
hold on.
The house.
You can't trust his word. You can't trust him. He'd be sleeping half the time in the room. You can't trust his word, man. He don't know what's going on.
He's still saying the same.
How you doing? I just be sleeping. He'd be sleeping. And, you know, you say, hey, Submish, you there? Hey, Submish, ask him a question. He'd be like, yeah, I was there.
He was up at that time.
No, he wasn't. He was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. See, worst case, you don't want to tell nobody. We're going to get the video games, but that's true. That's the truth. He was about to run out the house.
That's for the fans. If you guys think so, just that's what we'll leave it at that. So let's get back to the game.
Yeah. So we'll see if you run out the house booty naked when the PlayStation 4 gets dropped. We'll see if you run out. But you don't run out the house like that for that, do you? But for Sarah J.
And booty naked? Are you serious right now? that was cute, but nah, man, ain't nothing like that.
I gotta have it. He just jumped in line. He's like GameStop. I gotta have it. Booty naked. Just booty naked.
Look, all, sir, okay. I think you're gonna have to come back later for
I got a reserved. Telling the ladies at the what you call it at the GameStop, you can play with my joystick. You can play with my joystick.
You just but, hey, why don't you touch my share button, baby?
Yeah.
Best believe we're gonna have videos.
Oh man, what is this?
Oh.
And some stuff.
Sarah J. That's a shame. Now, what was that? Yeah, Blizzard basically just came out and said Diablo 3 is almost better on console than it will be on PC because, you know, the PC version was so horrible with bugs and it was totally online and Battle.net and, you know, all that nonsense. And, oh, it was horrible, you know. And the only thing that's not happened is the store, I forgot what it is, but they're not going to have that where you buy stuff with real money, basically. They're not going to have that, but I don't need that because I'm getting Diablo 3. Now, it all depends on what it comes on. If it comes on PS3 first before it comes on, I'll get on PS3. But if it gets on PlayStation 4, then, you know, then I'll get it on PS4.
That's the only thing I'm going to have trouble with. Like, do I get it on the PS3 or the PS4? Like, let's, you know, because I don't want to buy it twice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to buy something on PS3.
And you can't play it on the PS4, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, 3 is looking real nice. Real.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Diablo 3 is supposed to be better. It looks real good from the videos that I've seen. And oh, my God. Now, okay, let's talk about this Defiance beta. Everybody that played Defiance. my God. I'm going to say this. I have wasted my hard drive space on that beta. That is the worst beta I think I have ever played. I get what they're trying to do, but it's horrible. Horrible glitches and oh my God. When we were in a room, me, worst case, and DCI, we couldn't even talk. Only two people could hear each other. There was three of us.
Yeah, worst case could hear what I was going on in my place, but I couldn't hear him at all. You hear me talking, but I couldn't hear him talking.
Mm-hmm. It was horrible. Horrible. I don't understand why. And then Defiance is after a TV show. Why are you going to have a beta for a TV show? They should have had the TV show. Just made a... Man, this is... It was bad. That is the worst beta. And then it's kind of like an MMO kind. But I'm looking at myself, man, they need to make this free to play. Because nobody's paying $60 for Defiance. $60 for Defiance?
No. If they don't iron out of those problems, no. Wait until it's 20. If you really want something to play, you know, if you want something like that, just wait.
I wouldn't even say that. What would you say, worst game?
I think that game should be free in general, like just a free to play game.
Horrible.
Maybe some microtransaction, maybe, but
it's horrible.
I mean, it's not. I don't know. I don't think it's that. It has potential. It needs a lot of work, though. It needs a lot of work.
See, but the thing about MMOs, though, is that, you know, if it has potential now, I mean, they could put the stuff in later, but you don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You don't know when they'll do stuff like that. So it's not worth waiting for it to get you better.
Mm-hmm. By the time they put something in there, it'll be done. That game will be done. The graphics are horrible. The concept I get... But it's kind of MMO-ish, kind of, it's bad, man. It's a bad game. Bad. I mean, ooh, that's a game. Smash them. That's a game that needs to be smashed. Bad. It's horrible. Horrible game. The worst.
1 second. Go ahead.
What did you say? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. I said that's the worst game I have ever. I'm trying to think of the worst games I played, and that has to be one of the most horrible games that I've ever played.
Yeah, it's up there on my list.
I think the
worst game I ever played was that Quake, Quake game that came out, that launch Quake game.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. Quake Wars or something like that.
Yeah.
That game was booty.
Was it?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Horrible. Yeah. Oh my God, it's bad. Ooh. Speaking of bad, we're going to get into Microsoft. Microsoft.
It's bad for them.
Yeah. It's looking bad, baby. Looking real bad. Now, a lot of these Microsoft cats are going to jump. They're jumping. They're about to jump. They're about to jump. I don't know if it's off a cliff or whatever, but they're about to jump. And the thing is that Microsoft is messing up. Now, the rumor is that they're going to have a reveal on the 21st of May. Okay. Reveal on the 21st. And the rumor is their system is either going to be $500 or $300 with a subscription. Now, subscription, I'm trying to figure out what do I mean by subscription. Now, it has to be that you're paying some money a month for a couple years, like a telephone subscription, and you get it for $300, like a telephone, like you do your smartphone. And my guess is this is bad. This is looking bad. And the rumor is that it's always online. It has, and you won't be able to play your games, your used games on it at all. And so, oh man, was it DRM? They're already doing it. They're already messing up. And then what else is the guy, Adam Ortho, who's the creative director at Microsoft, just said, I'm tired of hearing them. Just deal with it. Just deal with it, he said, from the Microsoft thing. I was like, oh, you just killed off their hosts, all their sales. Just deal with it. You know, Nike has Just Do It. They got Just Deal With
It. Just deal with
Microsoft, just deal with it. That's it. Just deal with it.
Mm-hmm. God, my 360 just burnt a hole in my house.
Just deal with it. That's what it is. The red
just
ring
scratch
of death.
My games. Just deal with it.
You know, it ain't just do it. Just deal with it. You know, I'm gonna put that up on my message on my name. Just deal with it. Just deal with it.
All those Twitter messages. He was going back and forth with people. He was bringing up some really stupid examples. You know, it's like he's saying something like, what if your electricity goes out or something like that? Then you might as well not buy a vacuum cleaner. Like, are you serious?
So if your electricity goes out, you might as well not buy a vacuum. If your electricity goes out, you won't be able to eat. If your electricity goes out. If your electricity.
Yeah, really, really stupid examples that he was bringing up. You know, and then some person, you know, brought up their examples about how internet's not very good in their area. And he practically said, well, why are you living in that area?
Yeah.
Why are you living there?
All right.
Like,
wow.
You being this serious right now?
Mm-hmm. But let's just go this. That's Microsoft for you. They think everybody has money. Since they have money, they think everybody has money. They think everybody has a great internet.
Like
connection.
River. You just go out on a river if you want
some
help.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for
they,
Microsoft.
Doomed?
Uh-huh.
Doomed?
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying that for like, what, three or four
mm-hmm.
years
now? Now, all these guys are jumping ship. Now, we've been screaming this for a while. Now, when everybody will be coming to the PlayStation, and I'm going to say this. Welcome on board. You know,
your beta test
aboard.
Now finished. Welcome to
You know what we should have? We should. Oh man, I'd love to have that music too. We should put it in the background. It's a love bubble. Ooh, the love bubble music. And you know, I say, welcome aboard. Love, exciting and new.
Yes, for.
I'm telling you, that would be great. And I'm just going to tell everybody, welcome aboard.
Soon we'll be making some next-gen games.
Mm-hmm. Now, the people we don't want, the people that we're going to boot off of here, are them youngsters. All them cats, the youngsters on Xbox, you can stay over there. We only want grown folks over here. We don't want
Esco
to
stay over there, too.
Yeah, Esco.
Esco stay around with the young folks, playing Gears of War and talking to people about the 46, but you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, 46.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can do what he's gonna do over there, but cats to do that. But no, there's no way. There's no way, possible way, that Microsoft. What else? Oh, Microsoft's gonna win this thing. But oh man, Michael Packer said that Microsoft's gonna win this next generation, didn't he? He said that.
Sure did. Because of what was the reasons he gave? Because of it being a TV tuner and Skype.
A TV tuner.
Yeah, because the TV tuner, you know, all those options, and Skype is gonna make it win next year.
Mm-hmm. A TV tuner. Get for real. A TV tuner. Now, you sound foolish. A TV tuner. Ain't no way. Since we're talking about Michael Pachter, man, I was watching game trailers. Okay. I hit DCI to it. I said, man, watch game trailers, man. Michael Pachter's on there with the other guy from Giant Bomb, another guy from Game Informer. And then I said, look at here. What was he saying? What do you remember what they were saying?
They were talking about indie developers. They were just talking about a lot of stuff. I think they were at GDC,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about, you know, Microsoft not being there and all that kind of stuff. And then they started talking about how the independent developers pretty much don't you know, mm-hmm. Microsoft pretty much pissed them all off. You mm-hmm. know, it is all those kind of things. And he also brought up a pretty good idea. He pretty much said that a lot of features that the next Xbox can mm-hmm. Can put out, I mean, Sony mm-hmm. will be able to later firmware update it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so he's pretty much saying that they don't really have much of an advantage anymore. You know, this going and all that kind of stuff. And Pachter looked like he was in a hot seat. Like,
oh,
literally,
he was,
you know,
he was turning red. He was wringing his hands like he was scared that they were going to lose. He was wringing his hands and he wasn't saying nothing. He kept quiet. He kept quiet.
I can't remember any of the names, but I did both the guy from Game Informer and a guy from Giant Bomb.
McNamara. I was one.
I just had a feeling that they were getting stuff out their chest because, man, mm-hmm. they were just going, like, they were mad. They were just, like, they were just going into it. You know, just, mm-hmm. just being honest, real honest. And even Jeff Keighley looked kind of nervous sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked real nervous. Like, oh, you guys aren't supposed to say that. You won't get our Mountain Dew endorsements if you keep saying that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
Mountain Dew endorsements.
Yeah, you know, they won't get those Halo Dorito chips that we've been promised.
I was about to say that. Them Doritos don't come in.
Calm down there, brother. Mm-hmm. They look nervous, and they're just going off. So, I don't know.
My thing is, we'll see. We'll see. But he was tripping. Oh, man, he was wringing his hands. He was doing woo. He was doing some stuff. I was like, wow. You know, I was like, wow. He was wringing his hands. He was like, oh, you know, like he was scared. Like they were telling too much of the truth. You know, like they were telling too much of the truth. And then when they mentioned how they alienated all the what you call it, developers, the
yeah, all the independent developers.
Independent,
yeah.
Yeah, indie developers. Woo! And he said, look at how everybody here is praising Sony, and they're all in all of them mad at Microsoft. He said none of them.
Yeah, they opened up their doors in the crowd. They, like, got rid of the whole,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you don't really even have to go through all the paces of making a game anymore. It is pretty mm-hmm. much, as long as it's okay, they'll put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that Primal Carnage game,
mm-hmm.
Blacklight Retribution for PS4. It's too many games right now. I mean, you still haven't heard anything from Microsoft, and people are making excuses for the silence. It's like,
mm-hmm.
no, they're, you know, just wait, you know, they'll do this and that. Like, no, they don't have mm-hmm. anything really to show. That's why you're not hearing anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show it all at E3.
I think they'll show a little, supposedly, at the May thing. But it's all going to be E3.
It ain't going to be no 2 hours like the PS4 reel.
No, it won't be no game.
Might be a half hour. And Usher might come up there and, you know, start dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they might have Rihanna this time, so, you know. Then
oh, yeah. It's like, didn't you guess that last year, too? Like, ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
720 in somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It might have Rihanna this year. Who knows?
Only thing that's on my mind.
Oh, Lord.
It's Xbox Live.
If it's my Xbox going to turn on tonight. Hey. Hey.
And then have her.
If it's going to turn on tonight.
Xbox.
Didn't have Jay-Z rapping on there or something.
Yeah.
Xbox, when we're done, got a pass. Brooklyn,
Xbox, you said it's Xbox. They burn down houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. JC, yeah. That's a shame, man.
XB is XBLA.
Mm-hmm. Biggie,
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said.
I'm rapping up on it. Biggie, I'm rapping up on it.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, What else we got up on?
What else is up on? What other news is up on there? We can go up on. Hold on, let me see.
You talked about the Microsoft, the May announcement they're supposed to have.
Oh, no. This is what. Yeah, we already talked about the May announcement. But this is a Square Enix CEO has resigned too. Thank God. Thank God water's gone. Water is gone.
We've been saying that too about Square. Woo.
Square is horrible. And now the rumor is that Square, I'm reading this directly off of IGN, Square Enix to review what works and what doesn't. Man, they should have did that a long time ago.
Listen to our podcast. We'll tell you what works and what doesn't.
I can tell you what don't work. Final Fantasy 13, Final Fantasy 13 2, Final Fantasy 13 3. That don't work. What works is if they made the remixes of 7. You know, what everybody wanted. And they did Parasite Eve, which people want. If they sat up there and they maybe made another Vagrant Story, which was good. Or, you know, or made a Final Fantasy that you could go into houses like they did with Final Fantasy 13. But, you know, people are still playing it like Submish. Who's on it all? Said, Final Fantasy 13.
And he don't even play. He just watch it and go to sleep. I mean,
he's just looking at lightning, sleeping. Lightning.
So pretty. Pretty.
And just go to sleep, just like that.
No, those guys are crazy.
Take a poll.
How many people play a game? I mean, don't even play a game. Just let the game play, just so they can. It makes them sleep, like Gran Turismo or 2K.
I don't do that with movies and TV, but video games.
Yeah.
So put on the comment and see if you know, watch games and go to sleep just like that.
Mm-hmm.
2K, Gran Turismo, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Any game with a watch feature, you know, play like WWE and just watch The Rock and. Is
right.
Chris Jericho fight each other and go to sleep to that? Or is or is that what?
No, yeah. So you get da, 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 da.
That's real slick. I mean, I like it. You know, it's cool. It's cool. Blah, 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 blah. Into that.
Time is now. I'm
gonna do it. Oh man.
Somebody's here, this, he's gonna laugh.
Oh yeah, he's gonna
roll.
What is this?
See. But Square Enix is talking about they're gonna reveal what works and what doesn't work. And they should have did that a long time ago.
This president needs to do is I think they need to ask. You need to ask, you know, the fans whether they want to see, like, what kind of games we want to see, all that type of stuff, and start working on them.
I don't know why they're not doing that. I guess some stuff makes too much sense.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if it makes too much sense, we shouldn't do it. You know,
that's the fans want to see. We can't do that.
We can't do that.
30-minute FMV Final Fantasy opening. You know, yeah, let's do that.
And just leave it like that.
Let's do a sequel of a sequel of a sequel. Let's do Final Fantasy 14X35. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they want.
Oh, it's a shame.
Let's make another game, Final Fantasy 7-2-3-F.
That's a shame.
People want it.
But hold on, let me see what else is happening on M4G. I went to IDN. M4G. Well,
a whole bunch of stuff.
Nothing.
It's really everyone's talking about, you know, Xbox. It's been PS4. Someone else comes out and says how much they love it, or the whole people the con and Microsoft about the deal with remarks.
Now, what else is there? You know, I keep saying I was going to buy it. I got to buy it. BioShock Infinite. But that's been getting mixed reviews, though, hasn't it?
Sort of. Like, you got those little haters or whatever, those people that nitpick and stuff. I'm not going to buy the game. I'm going to be honest with you. I was, but I'm just like, I got too much going on right now, at least. So,
That kind of stuff going on.
Nah, I got other stuff besides that. You know, what am I going to say? You know, but I've seen it got pretty, you know, solid reviews. Just, you just find those people that hate on it or whatever about, you know, the multiplayer or whatever. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it got real strong reviews at first before it came out. And then when it came out, then it started getting, you know, mixed reviews. That's what I started noticing. But I still want to play it. I don't know why right now, but I want to try it.
I mean, what about the multi? There is no multiplayer on it. That's the reason why? What did you say?
Something about online. I forgot what it was. I read on one of these things. Just seemed like they just wanted to try anything to hate. It was one of those little blogs that just wanted a flame bait article. It was two of them that I've seen from two sites.
15 reasons why BioShock Infinite stuff.
Right, it was something like that.
First reason.
Yeah.
Second reason. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I want it. I kind of want it. So, I might end up getting it later on. I still got a reserve and I ain't got it yet, so I gotta wait. Lego Batman 2, Wii U listed for May 21st, launch retail. Batman 2, there you go, DCI, for Wii U.
Woo! I don't know about that. It outsold the PS3 in Japan. Things are looking up, right, guys?
What game did they have come out? Well, I wonder during that time.
I don't know. I don't know. But we used just about through with that. I don't know exactly what it was. I'll be real with you.
I can look it up real quick.
But, you know, what? It also the 7-year-old console, 6-7-year-old console.
That's right. Dragon Quest X.
Okay.
That's why.
What do you expect, though? You kind of expect it that, you know.
It's Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest is the biggest selling game in Japan, I think. Period. So, I don't know why they would put it on the Wii U, but whatever. But who knows? But I don't know. Now, yeah, there's nothing else. We talked about it.
Went through all the news that fast.
No, I guess.
I thought we had a whole lot to talk about. That's crazy.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. I guess this is what we'll do. We will go to Step Your Game Up. And I'm gonna do the Step Your Game Up first. When I step your game up, I have more than one.
Yes! I can kind of guess one, but yeah. Go ahead.
My one is to that dude, Adam Ortho. Step your game up. You need to step your game up in unemployment line, because I heard you got fired. So that's what you need to do. You probably right down there, because if he worked for Microsoft, he's down there, probably down on Rainier Avenue at the unemployment office right now. But, because he got fired. So, step your game up for saying, just deal with it. Step your game up to Microsoft for not even saying nothing and making people know that your system is always on. Always on and always in the DRM and all this stuff. Step your game up. You know, in fact, I wouldn't even say Microsoft, step your game up. Get some game. That's it. That's what I'm get some games. Get some games.
There you go.
Now, do you see that as a confirmation?
I see it almost.
You think he confirmed it in a weird way?
I think he did. Because I think he did. I think he did. And then another thing is some of these developers are even saying it. You know, the developers are even saying what it is. It's coming out. So they're telling all this business. Now, this is what I said before. I think I said in a chat room with everybody. I said, Sony will kind of do that, but they'll do it like this. Sony will let you use games, but you'll have to buy online passes. That's the way Sony's going to do it. The way that they're doing now, you're going to have to buy online pass. I bet you they do like a $10 online pass, which if GameStop keeps their prices at $54, and if you buy a used game at $54 and you have to get a $10 online pass, then people will be like, well, why would I need to buy that when I can just buy the new game and GameStop will be, you know, tripping. Well, just buy it used. They know I'm going to get to play online. But we have the online pass. Yeah, but it's still costing me $10 extra. I don't want $10 extra, you know. So I think Sony's going to do it like that. But so as far as Microsoft goes, if they do that DRM, that DRM is DOA. They're going to be dead on arrival as soon as they hit the floor at E3 if they do that. If it's true, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's done. So step your game up to Microsoft. And what else is it? Step your game. I think I got a couple more. Step your game up.
It's been an eventful week for Blake.
Step your game up to who? No, not to what? To the Defiance. People that make Defiance. You shouldn't, in fact, I wouldn't even say step your game up. You shouldn't even have made a game. That's what you I'm saying. You shouldn't even have made a game. The Defiance beta is horrible. 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 It's got the stamp. I really think we should make a stamp, like Smash stamps for some games. Smash. Bow. Defiance beta.
Seal of disapproval.
It's horrible. Do not touch that beta. Do not touch
it. It's closed
that.
Now.
Yeah, well, don't buy the game. I'm saying right now, do not buy that game. The only way you buy that game is if they did some major, major improvement, and they can't do it. It's horrible. It is bad. Don't get in the game. Don't touch the game. I think if you look at the game, you'll turn into like on the late Raiders of the Lost Ark when they looked in the ark. Hey, that's what happens when you mess with the Defiance beta. Leave that alone. Don't touch it. I'm not gonna say step your game up to Metal Gear Solid 5 because David. We know David because I like Kojima. That's my boy, so I can't say that. But what else? I can't say it to Diablo 3 because I like Diablo 3. Is there anything else? Yes. Yeah. And Square, step your game up. Step your game up, Square, because you had no games this generation. There you go again. Game, you had no games this whole generation. I can't name one Square game, and I'm talking about Square, not Eidos. So could everybody go, oh, you had Eidos. They bought Eidos. They didn't make the game. They bought them when the game, like, they bought them. So I don't want to hear about Hitman. I don't want to hear about Tomb Raider. I don't want to hear about none of that stuff. They bought them. So step your game up to Square Enix. You know, it's a wrap for y'all. You know, oh, because Level 5 said that they were going to make, talking about, they saw that stuff, they want to make an MMO for the PS4. So if they make an MMO and it's Level 5, it'll be a wrap for Square. Done deal. Done deal. I mean, it's already a done deal anyway because you guys already have an MMO and nobody's even thinking about it. Final Fantasy 14, nobody's even thinking about it. Horrible. Horrible. And just go on, man. Y'all let you guys go before I start tripping on this. What's going on? Go on.
You already got my stuff. I'm cool. I ain't got no stuff to game up. I know that some cast is going to say some stuff. I don't care. Whatever. Say what you want.
You don't got no stuff to game up? You don't like nothing?
Shoot, I've had a very fun week, man. I ain't gonna front. It's been very eventful.
Yeah, I'm sure. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. It's been a very eventful, full of fruitful.
Yeah,
fruitful.
You didn't like
very
didn't
fruitful
like
women.
Why don't you have a step game up WrestleMania?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't deal with games, really. I mean, but I guess. I mean, step your game up to WrestleMania. That was the corniest shit. It was already set up. You already knew who was going to win. You know, if you guys didn't see it, I don't care. John Cena won the belt or whatever. And that's what it was. He ended up winning the belt from The Rock. But that was set up. You already knew what was going to happen. And then the Triple H, because he's, you know, he's fucking Stephanie McMahon, so you already know he ended up winning against Brock Lesnar. Everything got dry when Triple H got up on stage. As soon as that happened, the whole all the momentum just went down. It was just dry, real dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Rock's performance was straight, but you know, I don't know. Triple H, I ain't crazy about that motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
Except it came up to WrestleMania. That shit was 5 hours long too. And some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, step your game with the Vince McMahon. Hurry up and
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he need to hurry up and go. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. that motherfucker, well, we ain't going to talk about him. But, mm-hmm. yeah. step, yeah, you know, even with Vince McMahon, don't, you know, even if he does go, you still got Triple H there doing some crazy.
Yeah,
some
but he won't, they won't, they ain't got no ideas. They don't know what they want to do. But,
yeah, they got no ideas. But, yeah, I guess step your game at the WrestleMania, you know, have a better event in New Orleans next year.
Mhm. All right, DC. What's your step your game up?
Just gonna have to beat him, Arkansas. Gonna have to say step your game up again to Adam, because let's just say that they're not gonna have an always online console. I mean, what was going through your head when you put that tweet out? I mean, mm-hmm. you shouldn't even put that out there. I mean, is this gonna be negative publicity? You should have just let it slide. I mean. It's a good thing that Microsoft had to come out and say something about it. Like, he doesn't represent us, blah, blah, blah. His LinkedIn profile's gone. I mean, it's like, I don't know if he got fired, but, you know, they silenced him pretty quick. And, you know, step your game up. I mean, like, did you really have to even bring up the conversation or say anything?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm also hearing that they're thinking about doing microtransactions for Halo.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Yeah, they're seeing the potential of it being so, you know, step your game up there. It's like, I don't really think you should do that, because now you're turning Halo into a, like a Call of Duty type thing. I mean, it's like
mm-hmm.
Monetizing it. And it's like, just leave it alone. I mean, yeah, you might be able to make money off of microtransactions, but does that mean you should?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it mean you should do it? I mean, so what? What's the next generation Halo game going to be? You get all these little tiny, like, $5 helmets, and you got to keep your console on all the time.
I say do it. So I say do it so they can kill them off. So they can kill them
yeah,
off.
I guess so.
Kill them off.
You know, that's almost like if Sony, like, hey, let's put some microtransactions in for God of War. Yeah.
Mm hmm. Well,
buy $5 sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, you know, yeah, you know,
$5
something like that, your sandals or some shit like that, you know, just
mm-hmm. say, ooh, these sandals are tight, man, they look
you better,
gold,
yeah.
That little gold trim on,
I'll kick you in the face with them, like, yeah, gold,
yeah. Say, ah,
so whatever you reveal on May 21st, it better be huge, because, man, you got some bad publicity going into May 21st,
mm-hmm.
it better be huge. That's my step your game up.
Mm-hmm. Too bad.
What did I click it?
No. I don't know what he's doing. He might be playing with something we shouldn't be talking about on this thing. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Rah! All right, so, what else is there?
Yeah. He said,
what is...
Who are you, Grandmaster Melly Mel? He said, "Rah."
You know, we'll talk about that after the podcast. And some stuff, but what is that? What is it? What is it? Shout out time. Time for shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
I have no shout out.
Oh, you ain't got no shout outs? Okay.
Buddy, you got. Shout
you got. Oh, wow. All right, shout-outs to Big Freezy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-outs to Jay Moore. You know, I feel you. You know, pause.
You feeling, dude?
I said pause.
Oh. I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel, you know, he's going through, you know, I spoke
I
to him, you know.
I thought
you, know,
you like, I thought
hey,
you was crazy.
Hey,
this
is some real shit, man. I ain't trying to make no joke, man. It's some real shit, man. So, hey,
mm-hmm.
I feel everything. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
Mm-hmm.
No homo. Shout outs to Sinkle Breaker. Huh?
No, then go ahead.
Shout outs to Treezy 504. Shout outs to Zadia.
Mm-hmm.
Empanada.
And the empanadas. Yeah, I need some empanadas, you know. Let's campaign for that. Submish. Shout out to Submish. I was going to say so. Shout out to Submish. Who else is there? JP, Juice. You know, everybody listens to the show. Oh, Travis Fire, TB. What is it, TB Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Just Travis TBF. Shout out to him. Shout out to Folo. Everybody that listens to the podcast, you know who you are. And that is my shout out.
Folo still out there?
Oh, yeah. We talked to Folo like last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he listened. He hit me up. He said, I still listen, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Will Kill for Crack.
Who?
Shout out to him. My boy Will Kill for Crack, man.
Mm. Man, you got some weird friends.
I know a lot of people kill for crack. They ain't special.
Will kill for crack, man.
Okay.
All right, that has nothing to. All right, I'm gonna delete that part, man. I just remember somebody was mentioning that cocaine comment I had in the last podcast,
and now you mention that. Woo! Ain't that something? Okay, so what else you gonna do? DCR, who you shout out to?
You pretty much shouted out everyone I was gonna shout out, but I just say shout out goes out to Javen. It's his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Not the day you'll listen to podcasts, but they recorded. But
right, yeah. Which is Monday, April 8th, 2013.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for worst case for DCI, I'm Blade 206 and take it easy.
Whoa.
What?
Ow.
Gonna be a